찾으셨나. 이것의
Well, welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. We're in the middle of a special for Rosh Hashanah. As you by now aware, we're going back 26 years ago to 1990. And we're featuring Chazanim, most of them from the golden age or late golden age of Chazanut. As I've been listening to all this music, I see that I should do a separate program, perhaps in a couple of weeks, of a current crop singing prayers for the High Holy Days. That's just a thought. Those of you who've been with me over the years, you know that I have had for many, many years on my program a weekly Dvar Torah from Rabbi Shalom Gordon, the late wonderful rabbi from Maplewood, New Jersey. And we'll be beginning the program with his comments.
Good evening, Rabbi.
Good evening, Charlie. On Rosh Hashanah, we commemorate the birthday of man. The creation of the world took 6 days. Creation started on the 25th of Elul and ended on the 1st of Tishrei, when Adam was created. It is remarkable, therefore, to note that the anniversary of creation, Rosh Hashanah, or the beginning of the year, was ordained by our Torah to be celebrated on the first day of Tishrei. In other words, the anniversary of creation is reckoned not according to the first day, but according to the sixth day, the birthday of Adam. The significance of the sixth day, the birthday of Adam, does not lie in the fact that another new creature was added to creation. Even if this creature was one plane higher than the rest of the animal kingdom, as the animal is higher than plant life and plants are higher than minerals, the significance lies in that the new creature, Adam, and also Eve, were qualitatively different than others. It was man who first recognized the Creator. As the Medrash relates, on the day he was created, Adam was approached by all the animals who bowed to him in the mistaken belief that he, Adam, had created them. Adam said to them, "Do you think it is I who created you? Come, let us worship, bow down, and kneel before God our Maker." Thus it was Adam who brought to fulfillment God's ultimate purpose in creating the world, after the entire creation come to recognize and praise the Almighty. The prime distinguishing feature which sets man apart from all other creatures is the free choice of action which God gave him. Unlike the animals who blindly follow their inborn instincts, a human has complete free will, which he can use for either of two purposes. He may, God forbid, choose the path of self-destruction and the destruction of everything around him, or he can choose the right way of life, the way of Torah and mitzvos. Only by choosing the latter path can he elevate himself and, like Adam, elevate the rest of creation to the highest possible degree of perfection. Such is man's birthright, such is his choice. It is somewhat difficult for an individual to picture oneself as holding such tremendous powers of building and destruction in his grasp. Yet we have seen to our sorrow what enormous powers of destruction lie within even a small quantity of matter when its inherent or nuclear energy is released. If such power is concealed in a small quantity of matter for destructive purposes, in denial of the design and purpose of creation, how much greater must be the latent creative power available to every individual who tries to work in harmony with the divine purpose. We have indeed been granted special abilities and opportunities to attain the goal for which we were created, namely, to bring the world to a state in which, as we say on Rosh Hashanah, each creature shall recognize that you did create him, and every breathing soul shall declare, God, the God of Israel, is king, and his reign is supreme over all. Thank you, and Aksiru Vachsime Tova to all of you.
Thank you, Rabbi. That was Rabbi Shalom Gordon of Congregation Avat Zion at 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey, with his weekly commentary. Back now to the second hour of our cantorial special for Rosh Hashanah. Our next selection will be, appropriately, Hayom Haras Olam. Today is the birthday of the world. It will be sung by Moshe Oysher. Moshe Oysher with Hayom Haras Olam. Following that is Areshes Sifoseno. It will be sung by Pierre Pinchik. Pierre Pinchik with Areshes Sifoseno. We now come to the Zichronos section and begin with Label Waldman with Va'al Hamadinos Bo Ye Omer. Regarding countries, it is said on this day which is destined for the sword and which for peace, which for hunger and which for abundance.
Boye yumer, Yezoin la cherev, Yezoin la shulim, Yezoin la roav, Yezoin la soivav.
Malin lay
Israeli, Shelo Yishkocheko.
Shelo Yishkocheko.
O Ben Adam.
Ben Adam, Yisam Mitzvah.
Yisam
That was Label Waldman together with the Oscar Julius Quartet. We'll next hear David Kusevitsky with Va'al Yedei Haloch V'Koroso Be'Ozne Yerushalayim Le'mor.
Yeah.
David Kusevitsky. We'll conclude the Zichrono section with Moshe Stern singing Elokeinu ve'elokei avoseinu zochreinu v'zikaron tov lefoinecha.
Okay, we have Moshe Stern coming right up. Little technical problem, but here we go.
Zikoroine toy velefone vecho ufogideino bevekovodo as yeshua verachami misheme. Hashem Eloikeinu es haberiyis ve'es ha'chesed ve'es ha'shevuah asher nishbato le'Avraham Avinu Asher nishbato le'Avraham Avinu mi'ar ha'moriyon le'seiro ve'lefonecha Es ist Gott bei Neu, Akedus Jevkade, aber wo ma vino, es ist Gott bei Neu, alle Come אוי כבן יחב שרוב חמכו אסקו אספו מיולנו כן יחב שרוב חמכו כן יחב שרוב חמכו אסקו אספו מיולנו אוי כן יחב שרוב הגדול ישוב חרוי נפחה מימך ומאירך מימך ומאירך ומנח על עושך וקיים לו נשם רויקנו אסד ונשי ותחתור בסן עושך הידי מוישה
was Moshe Stern. Now to the Shofros section with Moshe Gonchar singing Ator Niglesor.
Dame con amor a todo mi pone fa tu brillo mereces por mi meco me llega la escama le queda al hacienda me da de me llamo para mí Votos mi yeme se cuenepa Mi nave no es cocheco Mi nave es eis De coras Ubro aquí Alba en mi grueso Ube coras Benem, benem,
envahit. Est-ce que l'œil triage l'appétit? Et est-ce que la chaise tombe? Et est-ce la chaise? Voyons, voyons là, on est bravo. Voyons, on me rend. Où veux-tu le récolte?
Moshe Gontchov with Atoni Glazer. We conclude the show for us with Yosla Rosenblatt singing Elo Kenu Velke Avotenu Tekar B'Shofar Gadol L'Cheru Seinu.
Shekhem divrei shalemeichem. Vehayu luchem lezikara lifnei Eloikeichem. Ani Hashem Eloikeichem. Kol shofar umazil erao
Esla Rosenblatt. Following Modim, we come to Ovinu Malkeinu Zechor Rachamecha. Let's hear Moshe Kusevitzky. Ovinu Malkeinu Zechor Rachamecha, our Father, our King, remember your compassion and suppress your anger.
Zechor, Zechor, Rachamecha.
Moshe Kusevitzky, Ovinu Malkeinu Zechor Rachamecha. Following the Birkas Kohanim inserted into the Bracha of Sim Shalom, we come to Hayom Ta'am Seinu, which will be sung by David Reitman.
I am. ногою втикаю, перерагами мимо просто, весело тебе.
Hayom Tzam Seinu was sung by David Reutman, and this is David Kusevitsky with the Kaddish Shalem. He's singing his own composition, accompanied by the Herman Zales Choir. And this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you've enjoyed these 2 hours of Jewish Soul, a special Rosh Hashanah Chazonus special. Yossi Beer, on behalf of my audience, I thank you again. And on behalf of me also, I thank you so much for the great effort that you have made in putting together this excellent, excellent program. I point out to my listeners that next week we'll have a 2-hour cantorial special for Yom Kippur.
Okay, that's for Yom Kippur. So here I am in 2016. That was 1990, 26 years ago. I trust that you enjoyed these wonderful cantorial selections. As I pointed out, remember that it was 26 years ago, and I have not played many or any of the current crop. As I've been listening to this, I've been trying to figure out a program that will just feature the latest generation singing some of these wonderful selections. In any event, I'm always interested in your comments at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. Thanks for joining with me, and next week we'll have another wonderful special getting you prepared for Yom Kippur. And just one other item, let your friends know about these specials. I'm sure if you have friends who love Chazonus, they will be interested in these two-hour specials. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. And, you know, I think I don't ask too much of you, so I am asking you to spread the word about this program and let others enjoy the Chazonus also. So again, thanks for joining with me. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom, everyone.